I'll never forget when the missionaries of charity first came to Detroit. Here I live. The two sisters were stopped along the road by two women who were supposed to be nuns, all dolled up in female finery. And these two dolled up nuns told your two sisters, and they were angry. "We don't want you people here. The sooner you leave Detroit, the better." I'm not sure the missionaries of charity smiled. I teach them every week, every Thursday. You're still in Detroit. And believe me, Detroit needs religious who look like religious, and sisters for women to all have the same dress. I mean it. That is a moral miracle. If there's anything women want, they want to be, well, me, myself, and I. They go on. The second petition is, "Thy kingdom come." In Latin, of course, "Ad venia, regnum tuum." You're asking, "May we pray that your kingdom will come." What are we saying? The kingdom of which we are speaking in the Lord's Prayer is the church. There are two words in Greek. There's Christ uses to identify the church. The most common word is basileia, kingdom. As far as I know, only twice does Jesus speak of church as ecclesia. So when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," what are we praying for? Has not Jesus already founded the church? Sure. So then what are we asking for? You're asking for, this time, six things. By the way, as I think I've told you, my background is in engineering. Finished my doctoral studies, and then my superiors pulled me out of engineering and put me into theology. But I count everything, including the number of memoraries that I say each day. What are the six things we're asking for when we pray, "Ad veni, ad regnum tuum, thy kingdom come"? First, we are praying that the millions of non-Christians may have the gospel preached to them and come to believe in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Sisters, I mean every syllable of the next sentence, the missionaries of charity could not have been founded anywhere else but in India. Nowhere else. Well, if there is one nation, yeah, what word shall I use? It is boiling over with intelligence. And after 2,000 years, only a small fraction is even nominally Christian. The conversion of India to Christianity is way overdue. All right, sisters, can you do something? As I told Mother more than once, she said, "Yes, Father. Do something." First thing we're praying for. Second, when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we are asking that Christians who are not united, who are not united with the Bishop of Rome, may once more, they all were centuries ago, all Christians were Catholics, that once more they may profess the fullness of the Christian faith in union with the successor of Saint Peter. I told you, I taught at 6 Protestant seminaries, 7 years in the Lutheran School of Theology, and they paid my Jesuit superiors good money to have this Jesuit teach these Lutherans the Catholic faith. They need what we've got. In class, I will tell them, "You poor Protestants." And they smile. Thirdly, what are we praying for? We are praying that Catholics everywhere may grow in the loyalty to Jesus Christ and His teaching. You know and I know there are Catholics and there are Catholics and there are Catholics. How many are Catholics in name? To be a Catholic in any age has never been easy. In our age, to be a fervent, faithful Catholic, as I keep telling people, is nothing less than to live the life of a martyr. And that is why, sisters, I must say it. I don't have to go to Calcutta. I can remain in Detroit, or in New York, or Chicago. How many priests walking the streets or serving, say, in their rectories or offices are dressed like priests? And sisters, don't misunderstand me when I talk so much about women. First of all, I'm talking to women, so. You sisters have tremendous influence over men. Do you know that? You can smile and tell a man what to do. And be sure it's a great big smile. And he won't get angry. Hope you know what I'm talking about. In other words, we are praying here that Catholics be real Catholics. When they eat in restaurants outside, usually other people pay for the meal. They want to sit down first. I said, "No, let's say grace standing up." And I watched them.